From Spark and Anvil and Math Circle, this is Instance and Counter in Chapter 1 of the Math Circle cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Math Circle met on Thursdays in the basement room with the wobbly chalkboard. Today, someone had written a bold sentence across the pitted green slate in yellow chalk. Every prime number is odd. Underneath it, a question mark hung like a giant curved hook. At the long oak table, Instance Ivy was already grinning. She loved a sentence like that. To Ivy, a claim was a map for a treasure hunt. She lined up her yellow number 2 pencils by length, tallest to shortest, the way she always did before a good problem. Then she pulled her blue notebook close. Ivy collected examples the way other kids collected shiny foil stickers. If you gave her a rule, she would go find case after case that fit. She would pile them up until the pattern felt like a heavy, warm blanket. Across the table sat Counter Cato, who was much quieter as he stared at the yellow letters. Something about the word every made his shoulders creep up towards his ears, like turtles retreating into shells. It was too heavy, too absolute. Cato's job was one nobody had actually given him, but he always ended up doing it anyway. He squinted at big, confident statements until he found the tiny crack where they might break. But he wasn't sure he wanted to find a crack on a rainy Thursday afternoon. The basement room was warm, the radiator hummed a steady tune, and everyone else looked incredibly happy. He really did not want to be the one who ruined the comfortable mood.
Okay, Ivy said, her pencil already hovering over the blank white page. Let's test this thing. She looked around the table to make sure the other kids were paying attention. A prime number is like a basic building block, she explained, tapping her eraser against her chin. You can only make it by multiplying 1 and the number itself, meaning no other numbers divided evenly. She wrote the number 3 in her notebook and drew a neat, sharp checkmark next to it. 3 is prime, and 3 is definitely odd, so that is one solid match. Next, she wrote 5, then 7, then 11, and then 13, her pencil flying across the paper. With each new number, she drew another satisfied little tick mark that made a sharp, rhythmic sound. Prime odd, prime odd, prime odd, she chanted softly under her breath. Her pile of examples grew down the page, like a staircase of perfect, undeniable facts. Each successful match made the yellow sentence on the board feel more like an absolute truth. Ivy felt that trueness settle deep in her chest, like the final piece of a jigsaw puzzle sliding into place. See? She said, looking up with her cheeks slightly pink from the excitement of a pattern behaving. They just keep fitting, and every single prime I try is odd. She rested her chin in her hands, watching the chalk dust float in the afternoon light. A small, hopeful part of her wished that Cato would just look at her lovely staircase and nod. Just this once, she wanted him to agree that the mathematical world was perfectly neat and simple.
Cato wanted to nod, and he really hated being the person who threw cold water on a warm fire. But his eyes had already slid down to the very bottom of the number line, searching the small, easily forgotten numbers. He skipped past the big, exciting figures and focused on the ones everyone else ignored. The number 1 was not prime because it only had a single factor, which they all knew. He kept going down the line until he reached the next number. 2, he stopped, feeling the familiar little knot tighten under his ribs before he had to say the unwelcome thing. Ivy, he said carefully, his voice barely louder than the hum of the radiator. What about 2? Ivy's pencil paused mid-air, hovering just above her neat staircase of numbers. 2? She asked, looking up. 2, Cato repeated, pointing at the page as if the digit might bite him. You can only build it from 1 and itself, so nothing else divides it evenly. He swallowed hard, wishing he didn't have to say the next part. That means 2 is prime, but 2 is also even. The basement room went completely quiet, and Ivy's happy staircase suddenly had a long shadow falling across it. a prime number that was also even, had been sitting at the beginning of the line the whole time. It was small and stubborn, and it broke their beautiful yellow sentence right in half. Cato stared down at his sneakers, waiting for the disappointment to show on her face. He had found the crack and spoiled the warm blanket once again. But Ivy didn't look upset at all. Instead, her eyes went wide with genuine interest. "Say that back to me," she said slowly, tapping her pencil against the wooden table. "Two is prime, and two is even, which means not every prime is odd." She stood up, walked to the wobbly chalkboard, and drew a thick yellow line under the word every. "The yellow sentence on the board is actually wrong," she announced to the room. "Maybe just a little wrong," Cato mumbled, shifting uncomfortably in his blue plastic chair. "No, wrong is actually wonderful." Ivy grabbed a fresh piece of chalk, her excitement returning even faster than it had vanished. "Watch what your two does to all the other numbers on the board." She quickly wrote out a long row of even numbers. 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 4 can be split by 2, and 6 can be split by 2 as well, she said. "In fact, every even number bigger than 2 has a 2 hiding inside it as a factor. That means none of those other even numbers can ever be prime." She turned back to Cato, her face glowing under the fluorescent lights of the classroom. 2 is the only even prime there will ever be in the entire universe. "Your counterexample didn't actually wreck the pattern, Cato. It helped us find the real one."
Their teacher, who was passing by with a tall stack of scratch paper, smiled without stopping. "That is the whole mathematical game," she said, setting the papers on the corner of the table. "A guess that survives a good counterexample always comes out much sharper than it went in." She looked at both of them, her eyes crinkling at the corners with quiet approval. "Ivy, you bring the cases that fit, and Cato brings the one that doesn't. Neither of you can ever get to the real truth of a pattern alone." Together, they rewrote the yellow sentence on the chalkboard, taking turns holding the dusty chalk. "Every prime is odd, except 2, the only even prime." The new sentence was a little longer, but it was finally completely true. Cato looked at the board and felt the tight knot under his ribs quietly come undone. It loosened into a warm feeling that felt very much like quiet pride. For once, the crack he had found had not ended the fun for everyone else. Instead, it had opened a door to the strangest, most special little number of all. Ivy bumped his shoulder with hers and gave him a wide, chalk-dusted grin. Cato found himself grinning back, already wondering what other big yellow sentences they could break open next.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Instance and Counter. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.